know that we necessarily have all of the details based on the classification of the individual. The goal here is to alert Congress to the fact that there is a expanded trade opportunity available in Cuba based on past history and based on how much of a market the Cuban market is. 80% of their food is imported. In the past, we controlled roughly 50% of that activity. Today, it's significantly less than that because of the embargo, because of the difficulties in the way in which credit is managed, and because we frankly don't have anybody in country to work through some of the challenges and difficulties that normally arise in any trading relationship. We believe that having people in Cuba would help facilitate opportunities now and in the future, would prepare us for a very robust effort when the embargo is lifted. I don't think that we currently have the authority, absent some direction from Congress, to be able to use existing resources within the USDA budget to fund personnel. That's why we're asking for this in the appropriations process. It will essentially provide us the congressional authorization and directive that will allow us to place people there. The number of people and their classifications and titles yet to be determined, but we think it is important for Congress to consider this, and we think that there's a broad base of support within the agricultural community for expanded Cuban opportunities.